Channel 1 Right, and beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 28th of July, 71. Ben's in the hospital, and we didn't really expect her to come up. Channel 1 Right, and beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 28th of July, 71. Ben's in the hospital. He went Sunday. We didn't expect her to come up. Channel 1 Right, beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 28th of July, 71. Ben's in the hospital. He went Sunday morning, and we didn't really expect her to come up. Channel 1 Right, and beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 28th of July, 71.
Frozen? Well, I just got mine frozen in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they stay fresh a long time. I put them in the box. When I want one or two, I get it out in the morning. I'm going to get me some more.
Do you have to put them in the freezer?
That's what I did with mine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where the foods go in the freezer or not.
Yeah.
I didn't read direction.
Yeah.
No.
Well, if they're frozen.
But I know they were frozen when I got them. So I just put them in the freezer.
And you had some cheese?
Yes.
For breakfast?
For breakfast. Well, when I got it, I have one slice every morning. Slice of cheese, spoonful of grits, and an egg. That's what I have. And my coffee. I like to have the coffee, whatever. So it don't take much and don't take long to fix me some breakfast.
But this morning you had a pancake.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Start drinking?
Yes, I tell you, she had such a big breakfast.
When did you get to be a coffee drinker?
Hard enough to what?
When did you get to be a coffee drinker?
Ever since I've been big enough to drink it.
Really?
Ever since, my pants allowed me to have it. So, when I got grown enough to marry and get out, then I allowed myself to buy it. Coffee.
Yeah.
Mr. Mile, I drink coffee, but I don't eat.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. Plenty of times I don't want nothing to eat, but all the time I want coffee.
Now, your parents, they just had plenty of coffee.
Yeah, they drank coffee, but it was a long time before they allowed us to drink any coffee. They'd give us juice or tell us to get to some water or something like that.
Yeah.
When I got old enough to get out on my own, I didn't want no coffee soon in the morning. Not only if I drink water, I'm going to drink coffee too.
That's curious now, isn't it? Just picking up a habit like that from way back then. Mm-hmm.
Well, you see other folks using it and you like it.
Smells good.
And then you'll pick it up yourself. This is what I did. Nobody ever told me to drink coffee. I told myself. I smelled it and I liked it, and when I got grown enough, I made it.
I think that's the reason people eat breakfast bacon. It smells so good.
Mm-hmm. Now, I eat bacon every morning just to buy. And you know, Ben, he loves bacon better than he do anything.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He'll eat more bacon than he will any kind of meat.
Yeah.
So I cook bacon for him every morning, then I cook bacon at night for him sometimes.
At night, too?
Yeah, bacon and grits because he eat that better. Uh-huh.
That's it. At breakfast is the best meal in the day because it's no trouble.
Yeah, that's what they say. Well, I mostly eat a good breakfast. And I eat my breakfast about 7. If I'm not going to work, if I'm got to go to work, I eat my breakfast 6 or 6:30.
Yeah.
But when I eat it so early that way, I can't eat as much as I could if I'd have got it 7.
Then you get a little hungry before noon.
Yes, ma'am. So the way I take care of that, if I'm going to work, I'll fix me a little sandwich out of something and put it in my bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then if I feel myself getting hungry, I'll go get it. If they ain't through with breakfast and gonna give me some breakfast. Mostly, I get there before they eat. Keep getting filled, right? When they get to eating, well, then they fix and say, well, Daisy, here's a sandwich and some coffee. Well, it's about time for me to finish my breakfast then. So I eat that.
So you have 2 breakfasts?
Two. But what? You need to.
I think so.
Hmm?
I have to have breakfast or else I can't keep going every morning.
You ain't eat no breakfast?
No, I have to have breakfast. Let's see. I could eat a big breakfast. I used to eat a double breakfast.
But you don't now.
Well, I'm not doing as much.
He likes to eat a big bowl of hot oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
That stays with me best.
Sometimes, if I'm going to eat a big bowl of oatmeal, well, that's my breakfast. My oatmeal and coffee. I don't fix nothing. If I get up and want oatmeal for my breakfast, well, I put on my oatmeal and that's all I want.
Miss Daisy, oatmeal is the only thing I'm particular about how it's cooked.
Yeah.
It's the only thing. I use this minute variety, you know. I don't use the old fashioned. It's too strong for my stomach. Too heavy on my stomach.
Oh.
Yeah, I tried it. Every now and then we'd get it by mistake and I'd try it.
That's right.
And it's just too heavy. And I stir it up there, you see. I keep stirring it until it thickens.
Mm-hmm.
Then I turned the light down and let it dry out, but now I don't leave it long enough to burn, you know, just dry out a little bit. And then I put it on the boiling water.
Yeah.
Just a low water for about 5 or 10 minutes. But it's got to set. See, if I start it at 7 o'clock, I can't eat it till 8.
Oh.
It's got to set. Now, you never heard of any such foolishness as that.
Now, when mine get done, I don't set it. When it gets done, I take it up and eat it. And take my coffee. I'm gonna let it set. Wait. I guess I should. I don't know, but it's all right to me like that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you cook it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I don't know just how many minutes. I don't time, but I cook it until
minutes.
I think it's done.
Uh-huh.
You know, when it gets thick and soft, then I takes it off.
4 or 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Maybe 4 or 5 minutes. I just ain't timed it. I just think when it's done, well, then I take it up.
You just look at it.
Just look at it. Think it's cooked enough and take it off and eat it. But Ben, he didn't like oatmeal.
He don't like oatmeal. Well, now, some people just eat anything you put before them.
Mm-hmm.
You've noticed that?
Yes, sir.
They don't hardly look at it. They just eat it.
Just eat it.
Well, you like most things.
Me?
You like to eat most things, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. I like grits in the morning, and I like oatmeal. So, Mama, if I'm going to have oatmeal, I don't have grits. And I want coffee every morning.
Well, now that grits, you growed up on grits.
Yeah, but I didn't see no oatmeal till a long time, you see.
Yeah.
People eat grits and eggs, and that's what I growed up on.
Now your mama just put a big bowl of hot grits on the table.
Yes, and she'd have to cook them in a big pot, you see, and then pour them in a bowl, and you get what you want, and I get what I want.
And she'd have that on table three times a day?
That's right.
3 times a day?
No, just have it in the morning.
Not
at noontime, they would have rice sometime, but mostly bread and vegetables and meat and milk, buttermilk.
Yeah.
That would be at noontime.
When you went, when you took packed your lunch with you, take out in the field, what'd you take in your lunch box? You didn't have anything cooked, you know, by then.
No. I tell you where we'd take it. We'd take it mostly in a paper, wrap it in paper, and get some kind of little box or something to put your lunch in. Because I didn't care boil the food to the field.
Uh-huh.
I would just care sandwiches.
Yeah.
You see, it gets so hot out there. And then I was always scared it might sour. And I don't want nothing sour to eat.
Well, now, you didn't buy bread. What do you mean sandwiches, Miss Daisy?
What kind of sandwich?
Uh-huh.
Well, we cooked biscuits in the morning.
I see.
That's what we made. Kind of bread we used. Well, we have bacon and meat and things like that. Well, we drank water. We got with that for one meal. Well, at night, I'd have a big supper, good supper for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd fry meat. Some nights I'd cook rice. Well, the children, they'd be home After I go to bed, be hungry. Mostly in the fall. At night, I go home tonight, where we grow sweet potatoes. So I put a stove of sweet potatoes on. When they get done, I put my fire in the stove. You see, I had a wood stove. And I just let the fire die and let them stay in the stove, the sweet potatoes. Well, when the children come from school tomorrow evening, they'd get no sweet potatoes and eat it.
Oh, yes.
Last till I come. Well, that night, we'd have sweet potatoes for supper if we wanted them.
You could, on one cooking?
Yeah. Well, you see, I done cooked my potatoes last night. This morning, ain't got nothing to do with warming. While I bake my biscuits, my potatoes warm again. So, after that, I just put the fire out in the stove and let the sweet potatoes still stay there. And sometimes they'd be kind of warm. They wouldn't be so cold, you see, at night.
And I smell up the house.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I like sweet potatoes and cracklings. I love that.
Yeah.
Give me some cracklings in a plate or something, put some salt on it, and then we'll peel my potatoes and eat potatoes and cracklings. Well, lots of times, that would just be my supper. Because I'd eat them until I got full.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You mean just the cracklings without...
Just the cracklings and the sweet potatoes.
Yes. And then you're sorry you're full. You'd like to eat some more.
That's right. It's plenty of time. That's all I would eat.
Yeah.
That's all I needed. I felt like when I got full of sweet potatoes and cracklings I had in mind.
Oh, yes.
And we had, I'd have milk, buttermilk, to drink, and I'd drink half.
That goes with anything, just about.
That's right.
Anything good.
Here, go with anything for me.
Yes.
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk.
I can taste those things right now. Cracklings and sweet potatoes and buttermilk.
Miss Daisy, did you eat any of the sweet potatoes that night when you first cooked them?
Sometimes. I did. Most of the time I didn't.
But you'd have them for breakfast if you wanted them.
If I wanted them. But you see, lots of times they wouldn't be done. You see, I put them in the stove after I come from work.
Oh, yes.
They would be cooking. They wouldn't be done lots of time. Unless I sit up late, you see, something like that. Eat some.
Oh, that's right. It'd take an hour or two for them to cook.
For them to cook.
Because you cook them on a slow fire?
Yes, sir. I never would cook them on a fast fire. It looked like they didn't. Mine wouldn't cook good.
Wouldn't get
on too hot a fire. I just held the stove about hot as I wanted. We had no gauge and nothing. You have to gauge it yourself. Of course, could do pretty good guessing.
Sure.
I think. Yes. Of course, that's all you had to go by. I often think about my old wood stove. If I had hit, I could cook plenty of things I don't cook. No. This old stove I got, it ain't much good. Of course, I guess it'll last me a while. But I don't like it still. I want to cook what I want. Well, Dar said, come to my house. I ain't used to that, and I don't think I ever will get used to going to somebody's house to cook. I cook down there sometimes. What do you think?
Did you ever eat with Preach Taylor? Miss Taylor,
mm-mm.
What's her name?
Mm-mm. I never have eaten that.
So you don't know whether they had sweet potatoes and things like that or not?
No, I think they growed them, but I don't know when they cooked them.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't never eat nothing there. I've been there, and she'd be preparing meals, you know. But I didn't want it. They'd offer to me.
Well, why didn't you sit down and eat with them?
I didn't want to. I didn't want to eat with them.
You wanted to come home.
I'd eat when I come home. You see, one reason. Well, I never was trained eating away from home so much. Well, after I growed up, I learned I didn't want to eat away from home. There was a few places I would eat. Now, I would eat to Dora Mitchell's house sometime.
Yeah.
If I was hungry. And it was somebody else's house I'd eat. But not many.
The one that moved to Miami, what's her name?
Gracie's.
Oh, yes, I'd eat to Gracie's house. And that's about all. Gracie's house and Dora Mitchell's house. That's about all the houses I eat at here.
Now, was you, you never eat with Alice Dean, that was out of your way.
No, I didn't eat before I went to Alice Dean.
Yeah.
I ain't never eat a muffle in her house.
Well, that's curious, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'd eat before I went there.
Yeah.
She was nice. Oh, she'd offer it, but I didn't know. I didn't eat enough before I went there to last me till I went back home.
Yeah.
I just never was a hand to just eat. In everywhere, you know. So, about everybody cook. They cook different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They got their way of seasoning things, their way of cooking things. So some of it, I didn't like it like that.
Well, Miss Stacy, I've eaten everywhere, and I just love anybody's seasoning.
So you do?
Oh, yes. It's very easy to please me, especially some of the good cooks.
You're
I
not
don't...
hard to feed.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, I eat just like a horse.
Yeah, that's just like, that's nice for Miss Ma. She don't have to worry about you.
Well, I'm harder to please at home, you see. I fuss every now and then. But, what's Miss Daisy's connection with Gracie? You kin to Gracie?
That's my first cousin.
Oh, she is?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
I sure am sorry she ever left here.
Ma'am?
I'm sorry she ever left here. I like her.
I like Grace. Grace is so smart and she's so helpful.
Yeah. She's your first cousin.
Yes,
where's she brought up?
Sisters and brothers' children.
Yeah. Where was she brought up?
Say, where was she brought up? In Georgia. She come to Florida a long time after I come.
Yeah. But still, she'd been here a long time.
Oh, yeah, she'd been here a long time.
And she...
Did, I wish she had stayed on here, around here, not went to Miami, but her daughter was there, and her daughter wandered with her. So she went.
So you and Gracie, now Gracie had a house over there where you all went the other morning.
Yeah, she lived over there. When she went to Miami, she went from over there.
Yeah. Now who lived in that house with her?
With Gracie? Huh. Nobody.
Well, when she first started out.
When she first started living out there. Her grandson, he stayed with her.
Her grandson?
Mm-hmm. He was named Judge. Bryant, her grandson, worked. So he stayed there with her, and he finished high school, and then he went to the Navy. So he's in the Navy now.
Well, what kind of work has Gracie done? Has she done anything?
Nothing. She told me she ain't doing nothing. Tall was just sitting down. I said, well, Gracie, that ain't like you. I said, you can't tell me you happy there just sitting down, doing nothing. She said, well...
What kind of work has she done?
What has she done? She don't know nothing but field work and housework.
Well, now, she come a long time to do right smart field work.
Yeah. She don't know no other work.
But you never worked in the field, were they? You was out of the field by then.
Mean Gracie, yes, so mean Gracie worked in the field many days.
Oh, did you?
Well, you see, that's all she could do. Field work and housework.
Yes.
That's all me and her, either one, could do.
And that's, she'd rather do the field work.
She'd rather be in the field.
You'd rather be in the field.
Me and her both.
But you had to come into the house, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Field. Worked out there in the field, and then she went from the field to Miss Flora's, to help Miss Flora in her house. That's the first house she worked in.
Oh, really?
After she come here. Well, the day she wasn't in the field, she'd go there.
Yeah.
Well, when work give out in the field for good, well, she'd help Miss Jane Woods, and she'd help Miss McCrae and Miss Flora. That's where she was.
Yeah. But there wasn't much.
Field to do. Well, then she still had her housework to do.
Well, now, Gracie was pretty good talker, too, wasn't she?
Oh, yes, Gracie could talk a plenty. And wasn't talking about nothing.
Oh, nothing?
Just talk, and ain't talking about nothing.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I figured she would talk pretty good.
She's a good entertainer. Mm-hmm. She could talk enough for you, but she wasn't talking about nothing.
Yeah.
You get tired of listening at her. If I was with her long.
Half a day?
Yeah, half a day.
That's long enough.
Mm-hmm. But she was a good neighbor.
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, was she?
Me.
How was that? A good neighbor?
Yeah. If I was working, you see, right after Gracie went to the field, well, then they took me out of the field completely. And I just worked at Miss Lois' house every day. I'd work there every day. Sometime I'd get home about 1. But what she would do if she was home, she would cook. When she cooked supper, she cooked for both of us.
Is that right?
When she was working and I was home, when I cooked supper for both of us. For her house and mine, too. When her and the boy was there, I cooked for her and the boy. So after he left, I just cooked for her. Most of the time, when I'd cook enough for her. So she'd do me the same way. And I had so much ironing to do, washing on hand. She'd help me wash and help me iron.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to pay her.
Yeah. And then she would provide entertainment too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Miss Daisy, she lived close to you?
Yes, ma'am. She lived close to me.
Yeah.
I lived in the big house over there under the tree, and she lived in the little house just below that.
Yeah.
That's where she's living.
Well, now, that's a nice arrangement, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. No, Mrs. Gracie.
You got along well everywhere you lived till you come over here.
That's right. Well, I think I get along pretty good.
Well, I was thinking about all them dogs that used to run under your house
several times
a day. You never had any distraction like that before.
No. And I don't know why them dogs. I ain't seen Arthur's dogs today. I see them night before last. Of course, they mostly lay out there in that field under that old mulberry tree. Well, I ain't looked out there this morning. Where'd he be?
And somebody feed them? Or they just live off?
Not that I know. I just see them passing. They goes down there to the old place. And then they'll go from there out there on the mulberry tree.
Yeah.
I've seen them every day. See them early in the morning, late in the evening. You see them going down to Arthur's house. You see them coming from there.
They just follow the same old tracks.
Yeah. I tell Bessie, I say, four dogs, I say, they're plumb pitiful. They're just lost. I said, Arthur gone, and put him over. I said, but they know where he used to go. Sometime they'll come up there about this and stand in the road. They'll look up the road while they don't see him, and they'll look back this way. I said, Bessie, I said, they know the road he traveled, but he ain't traveling in it now.
Yeah.
Can't find it. But it's a shame. Just go off and leave. Well, I call them dogs as helpless. They can't get nothing to eat. He ain't let them to hunt nothing.
Yeah.
So they just walk and look for it. He ain't never first had no business with them dogs.
No.
No, he ain't had no business with dogs.
Not that many.
Four.
Four good-sized dogs.
Mm-hmm. Two great big ones. Take a heap to feed them.
They could eat.
Mm-hmm.
Fella wouldn't have any scraps left over if they had them, would he?
They just...
People don't feed on scraps anymore, Miss Daisy.
They bite.
They bite in a box. Sack.
Bite in the box and bite in the bag. But bad. Arthur ain't buying here nothing. And he ain't left none nowhere for him. So I guess they eating scraps. Cause Buddy say he cares them all. When he come from work, he get a box of scraps from over there and he bring it by there and set it down. Indeed, I said, well, I sure wouldn't go up in the yard. I said, they'd have to get it from right side the road. I said, that place too growed up.
That's right. Well, a dog can live on one meal a day.
Yeah, a dog can. Get it. Well, now, some folks don't feed their dogs but once a day. Now, that's the way Mr. Leroy feed his dog, once a day. He feed him in the morning, he don't feed him no more, till in the morning. And they don't hunt nothing.
Yeah.
And they live and they're fat.
Uh-huh.
Really done train them like that, I guess. Yeah, folks say, well, it takes so much to feed a dog. But I think it depends on the way you train it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he gives them plenty in the morning. And I say, what do you do? If they don't eat it all for their breakfast, he'll pick up their pans where he feed them in. And what's left, he sits inside the screen on the porch.
Uh-huh.
Well, When he come in at noon, if the dogs is out there, he'll set it back out there and let them eat up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who is that?
Mr. Leroy.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, he reads up on the directions. He knows about those things. Now, you haven't run into Herbert Hale.
Hmm?
You hadn't run into what happened to...
No. No, I haven't. I don't know when I have seen Herbert. I don't know when I've seen it.
We was over on that road by the railroad yesterday, and Clyde was mowing over there on that great big old John Deere tractor, or Oliver tractor. And I stopped there and walked up to the fence, and he come over there a minute. And I told him what we'd said, that I had missed Herbert Hale. I hadn't seen him. Why, he says he's been gone 2 years.
Well, he's been gone a long time.
You working for Mr. Franklin over there?
Oh, that's where he is.
That's where he is.
I don't know where he was. So what is he doing? Driving a truck or something?
I just have no idea. I should have asked him. Yes. But you know he's doing everything he done down here. He done everything down here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I come here, it seems like the company had 4 men out there.
Mm-hmm.
They had Ben,
uh-huh,
and Clyde, and Frank, and Herbert. And that's all they had when I moved down here.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that's where it was. Granddaddy retired, and they didn't replace him.
Mm-hmm.
And Clyde said that when Herbert left, there was some question as to whether they'd keep him or keep Frank. And they kept Frank working in the groves. But then Herbert hadn't been gone long when Frank quit.
Oh, Frank ain't there now?
That's what he said. So from what I gathered, Clyde's the only one left.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
The only one.
I thought Frank was still there.
And he says, Mr. Leroy, boy, does a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
He does about anything. Especially that tractor they've got with the front end loader. He knows how to use that.
Uh-huh.
And Kay works. He makes a pretty good hand.
You see, Kay and Lamar, they's tough. They don't mind hard work. Any kind. Tractor, trimming, or whatever is to be done, well, then they do it. You see, Lamar, I think he's kind of in his daddy's place. His daddy was getting, because I asked him one day, something like, he said, well, decided I would just help Dad. So he's getting old, and I decided I'd help him. That's when I said, you see, Kay, he had been there a good while in his daddy's place.
And both of the boys like it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Both of them like it. Love. And they're able to do it, too. Strong.
Miss Daisy, we went over to the... We stopped by Miss Mary's, Miss Guthrie's, the other day. and Faye looked out there at the chicken yard. Oh, last spring, last fall, she had put all that new tall chicken wire around it.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened that she went out of the chicken business, and she don't have
it. Oh, she did?
Yeah, she don't have any. Took down her wire, and I hadn't seen any chickens, except I think there are a few around there now. And right there in the chicken yard was these tall plants growing. They was way up there, big green plants, not like shrubs,
mm-hmm.
growing up like weeds. But Faye asked about those. She asked Miss Mary what they were. And they were something special. Check me out.
She said those leaves looked like big and they were cut out. They looked, I said first they were okra leaves, but Miss Mary said, them's my bomber cell, crystals. Bomber crystals.
Bomber crystals.
What?
Puma Christians.
Well, Miss...
Oh, you know about them.
Mm-hmm.
Puma Christians. Well,
no, none grow around my house.
Won't grow?
No, I ain't seen any. But plenty of them around George Mitchell's place down there on the back.
Oh, is there?
Mm-hmm.
She told Faye she hadn't seen any since her grandmother's time.
Well, I guess it just now come up there.
Well, how did that?
You don't have to plant them. They're just like any other weed. They grow up. They's there. George got plenty of them over there around his place, but I don't know where any around his mom's place or not. Ain't none up there where I work at.
No.
They just grows in spots. They don't grow everywhere.
Oh. Well, now she said they grow. She'd always seen them in chicken yards.
Yeah. They mostly be close around a chicken yard. If there ain't any chicken, and that's where George's is, right on the back end of his chicken yard. But I don't know whether any inside the yard or not. I'd imagine the chickens would keep them scratched down.
Well, Miss Mary said the chickens, they made good shade for the chickens.
Make good shade. Oh, yes, they do. They make good shade for them.
Well, are they good for anything?
No, not especially as I know them. I don't know nothing they're good for.
Yeah. I believe she said, Faye, they always figured they kept down the mites and the lice.
Maybe they do. Maybe they is good for that.
But now you knew right away what they were.
Yes, ma'am. I've seen them all my life.
Yeah.
In Georgia?
Yes, ma'am. I've seen them all my life. We used to have them in Georgia, around chicken yard, and them things were up high as that ceiling.
Good Lord, and that's 10-foot ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
That's something.
That high, and just spread.
That'd take good ground to do that, wouldn't it?
It look like dry weather don't bother them.
Oh.
They stay green. I never seen none of them dry.
Yeah.
Well, of all things. Now, that's the first time I ever saw any to know what it was like, what it was.
You know, Miss Guthrie always complained about her chickens tearing up her flowers out there.
They will. They'll sure tap your flowers. I ain't got none, but they keeps mine to work.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got neighbors that's got them.
Yeah. And the neighbors don't care. They don't care. Because the reason I say they don't care, they don't make no arrangements to keep them out.
Keep them at home is all they can do.
I had some planted out there. So one day, Bessie was saying something. I said, well, I don't reckon your chickens gonna let me have nothing. I said, they just come and scratch up my seed just as soon as they start coming up. I said, they come and start scratching them up. She said, well, so the chickens was here before you come here. That's the satisfaction I got, but I didn't feel good over it, but I didn't make no fuss over it.
You know, I have a recollection, Miss Daisy, of putting out seed and right quick getting some brush and laying it over. I just had that recollection. And I'm perfectly certain now the reason we done that was to keep the chickens from scratching the seed up.
But them was y'all's chickens, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't plant none this year. I didn't plant nothing this year.
Well, after they get a good ways up, then the chickens won't bother them.
No, if you let them, if the chickens will let them.
Yeah, not like those Palm Christians. Once they get up,
The chicken can't do nothing with it. Once it get up this high, it's too strong for the chicken to do anything with it.
Yeah.
Well, it must like chicken droppings or something, or it wouldn't grow just around chicken yards. Must be some reason.
I'll tell you one reason. What I was going to tell you then, Miss Mary complains about the chickens scratching up her flowers. I looked over there one day. She out there in the side, there between her house and the lane.
Did she have many?
She got a whole lot of little things, and they're all sort of scrawny. And she set out a little fig tree out there. It's been out there 2 or 3 years, and it still looks like it's just starting out.
Well, mine, you took so much pains with it. I just thought, sure, I was going to have a fig tree, but it just got so dry, both of them died.
Oh.
Figs, they don't like where I stay. I toted them things and set them out and nursed them. Guavas either. They won't live where I so I just quit. But I was just sure I was going to have some. But he put bad mouth on me. He says, Miss Daisy don't need a fig tree. She can get plenty of figs over here.
Oh, that he put a bad mouth on it.
Yeah, he did. And they said, well, she won't get none off this tree. But I used to cam down yon. I never had a fig tree down there. The little one died.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, everything else lives for you.
Yeah, the most of the things live for me. Oh.
But that fig tree didn't make it.
No, they won't live.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Guy. Miss Daisy doesn't have bahia grass around her shrub.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you, Miss Daisy. Miss Mary complains about the chickens, and we were sitting out there talking to her one day on the stoop. You know, they tore down that nice little porch they had over on this side.
Mm-hmm.
You got no place out there to sit now.
I wonder why she do that.
Oh, you know, people... they just get tired of the way it is or something. I guess
yes,
she thought it was...
saved my porch.
She tore it off of that side and put it on the other side. So she must have thought it was ratty looking, Miss Stacy. How much was it to that house when you first saw it?
What house? Miss Mayer's house? Well, I never noticed. All I know, she had a back porch and she had a front porch.
Yeah.
But how much, I never paid it that much attention.
About as much as it is now?
No, I never paid for it. I don't know how much she got there now.
Yeah.
I ain't been there in so long, I don't know what the house looked like.
Yeah. We was going over that, Faith.
Yeah, we sure were. We're going to take Miss Daisy over there.
Yeah, why don't you all make a date and go over there sometime?
Well, I couldn't make no date till I see what's going to come up then. I don't know when I'm going to have to go up there or when the children's going to want me to go up there or something.
No, you couldn't go now, but sometime.
You've been up there?
Hmm?
You've been up there?
Yes. I stayed up there all day long, son.
Oh, did you?
We got up there at 11 o'clock and never got back home till after 8. Sunday night.
When did you take him?
Sunday morning.
And what were you doing? Just waiting?
Just suddenly waiting to see what was the doctor going to tell me about. And when we left, he hadn't found out what was wrong with him.
So, what'd you tell me about that hospital?
I said, don't put me there. Unlike the medical center.
Oh, he's over there.
Yeah, he's over there. So there, he got in there at 11 o'clock. So we sat there and sat there all day from 11 o'clock to 8. We got home 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. So now, so Samuel said, well, every once in a while he'd come out and he'd say, this will be a while yet. Well, about 2 hours he'd come back out there, or sometimes there's another one. He said, it'll be a while yet, we'll got to have some x-rays on it. Okay. I reckon about 2 or 3 hours later, he come. One come and brought another one with him. He ain't know nothing yet. He asked me, he says, what seemed to be wrong with him? I said, I don't know. He said, why did you bring him here? I said, I brought him here for you to see what was wrong with him, because I ain't no doctor. He didn't say nothing else. So one of them said, well, it'll be some time before we can say. It's getting on over in the evening till night. Yeah. He said, but Samuel, he stayed with me. Oh, day long. Well, about 7:30. Sam, I'm going and see. Can I speak to him? To the doctor. He went talked to him a little while. He come out there. He said, well, it wasn't no little while. No, did come in a little while, but after a while, sometime he come. He says, we got to call in some specialists. And it'll be a while yet. So after that, Sam said, Grandma, I'm going back in and see. Can I speak to him? I said, well, I hope so. And asking how long do he think we got to stay here? But Samuel didn't ask him that. Samuel asked him, said, well, it'll be all right for us to go home and come back. He told him, yes, he'd have plenty of time to go home and come back. So Samuel, he come. He said, Grandma said, I'm going to take you and Emmett home. And I'm coming back. So I'll come back about 9:30 or 10 o'clock. They ought to be done something by then. So he brought me on home. Finally, he went back. So when he went back, I guess they done it after he got back. They had just put him to bed. So we went up that month. He was dead. Ooh, he's rough. He's just trying to fight. And I think he hit the doctor one time, told him he was going to put a beating on him. Because he had to get up from there. He had to go to work. The doctor just smiled at him. Samuel said, son, he said, then he'd hold his hand whilst we were dead. I love it. So Doris, she come 11 o'clock. She been up there. So we went back up there yesterday. They done carried him up there. They operate on him Sunday night, I think. But he was all right because he said that was going to have to be something done. And he's just going from there to worse. And so they operate on him. I couldn't see him. They wouldn't hit me.
And they done that Sunday night.
Sunday night. So Doris, she went in. They let her sing.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't let her in. Just one. Just one. Go in room at a time. But I feel like they're doing everything they can for him. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, now, why is it you said you didn't don't take you to that medical center? Why did you say don't take you to that medical center?
Serena, I said don't carry me there. I go there for them to tell me what's wrong with me. And he go ask me, why did I come here? Well, I don't like that.
And there's so many people.
Huh?
So many people there.
I know. But now, I don't think. Now, if I know what was wrong, I'll take care of it myself. I won't bring him here to you. I'll take care of it myself.
Sure.
I've had him do me the same way, Miss Daisy.
Say you have?
Yes. Ask me what's wrong. And all I could tell him was that I didn't know.
No, you don't know.
And they was put out with me because I couldn't tell them what my symptoms was.
Oh, they clear. Beats in the same old head pillow.
Yeah.
Well, what you bring him here for?
Oh, they do get put out with you, Miss Daisy.
Well, I don't want them to get put out with me. Don't carry me to the medical center. Don't carry me there.
Where you want to go?
Blotchaway General Old Kelly. And I don't want to go to that medical center.
Think there's too many people there to begin with.
Me?
There's too many people there to begin with.
It must have been. See, I don't have nothing to do with it. Folks was there. But I'm just talking about I don't like for the doctor to ask me questions like that. It don't look like he got much sense as me. No, if I knowed what was in him, I wouldn't bring him there.
Miss Stacy, this is one time Granddaddy's going to get worked over, isn't it, at the doctor's?
Oh, yes. They're going to work him over. I believe they're doing everything they can think of, and I don't know how many doctors. And Doc said they got tubes all open in his both sides of his mouth and his neck and all open. And they got him tied down in the bed. If they didn't tie him, he wouldn't stay there.
But he was willing to go.
Yes, he was. He was willing to go.
That's but amazing. This Emmett came by, guy. I don't know who Emmett is.
Well, Mr. Myers may know him. He's a well digger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get Mr. Myers know. He fixes pumps and things. He's pretty good on something.
If you can get him at it. If you can get him to get at it.
No, he just happened to come to the house Sunday morning to see Ben. He comes to see us every once in a while.
Oh, does he?
Yes. So Sunday morning, he just happened to come. And I was sitting on the porch, and he walked up there and said, "How you feeling?" I said, "All right. How are you?" "All right." He said, "Where's Ben?" I said, "He's back there in his room." He said, "How is it getting along?" And I said, "Just about like always." "And can I go back there?" I said, "Yeah, you know you can go back there." Just like that. So I said, "Oh, nothing in the chair." He went back there. And he said, "Yeah." Say, "He's on the floor." I said, "On the floor." He said, "Yeah." Yeah. So he come and scoring. So I went back and he was laying on the floor with his head down toward the foot of his bed and his feet said, "Yeah." But I know he laid down there. If he'd have fell out the bed down there, I would have heard him. But I hadn't heard nothing there. So they got him up and bathed him. Emmett told him, said, "Ben, say you've got to go to a doctor." He wouldn't say nothing. Emmett said, "Ben, say get on up. Say you got to go to the hospital this morning." Say, "You going?" He said, "All right." Yeah. So Samuel and Emmett and Bess and Moses, they got him up and bathed him and dressed in Samuel. He carried up there.
And Emmett went with you?
Stayed with us all day long.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. All day long. And Samuel brought me home. He brought Emmett on by home. Emmett got off in Kirkwood, and Samuel brought me on home. So Samuel told me he's going back. So we went, "Yes, Stevie." So they say, "They ain't gonna let Doris say. She won't let me go up there.
You can just stay at home and keep
stay
well."
At home. So Mama said, she said, "I don't know whether I'm going to let Elizabeth go in there or not."
Oh.
Elizabeth works there. That's why Samuel thought it was good to take him.
Man.
Elizabeth works there at the medical center.
Mm-hmm.
One
yes.
reason why Samuel
well,
took
that's
him.
Why Samuel suggested I take him there. I never did want him there. Well, if would have put him in the locked away Jim, and she wasn't here. Bob had to fight when she got you.
Oh.